Right now, it's time for today's edition of Practical Finance with Thane, brought to you with the kind compliments of Verso Wealth.
Imagine no financial stress, no running around to check and monitor your future. But that's not what's happening, is it? Half your money and time is spent on following up on all your financial needs. Is my wealth growing or shrinking? What will happen with my estate when I'm gone? Is my retirement fund where it needs to be? Am I covered for all disabilities? How will my family know who to turn to for what? Why not put everything into one safe place? At Verso Wealth, we offer cost effectiveness and simplicity, giving you 100% security to help you changing your goals into reality.
Contact Verso Wealth on 043-727-1340 or info@verso.co.za.
Time check just after 10 past 8 on a Thursday morning. It's the Wild Coast Wake Up with Wayne, and Thane's in the studio once again to talk practical finance. Before we get to the nitty gritties, just let me advise you that we're giving you information about your finances and it's not advice. And Verso Wealth and Thane are registered financial service providers. And Thane, with that, very good morning. That was quite a mouthful, wasn't
it? Yes, it was. Thank you, Wayne.
But now we're legal.
Now we're legal.
Yeah, right. Now we can talk.
Now we can teta.
Teta much better. Thane, this morning, I've got a question for you.
Yes.
And, you know, we've been talking over the last number of weeks about investments and portfolios and all kinds of big words, which almost says that before I can have any of those, I need lots and lots of money. But the question I've got is, do you only need to have a financial plan if you've got lots of money? Or how should you handle your finances?
The answer to that is an unequivocal no. You do not need lots of money to have a financial plan. It is critical for everybody to have a financial plan, because remember, it's only the numbers that change. The principles remain the same.
Right.
You know, so I know there are some financial planners that will only deal with clients that have a certain net value. But there are lots of us that are more than happy to have discussions with anybody. In fact, my belief is whether you have no money or lots of money, you need a financial plan. So, yeah, the answer is no, Wayne. You need to have a financial plan. Why? Well, if you don't have money, isn't it so important to make sure, not in a lot of money, isn't it important to make sure that you actually do the best you can with it?
With what you have.
Correct.
Exactly. And that's probably where the plan comes in.
Exactly.
So would our be correct in saying that maybe the person who doesn't have as much money as the person next door is actually needing a plan more than the person next door?
Well, it depends.
You know, to make better use of what he does have.
Correct, yeah. So, you know, they say when you've got lots of money, you've got troubles. When you've got no money, you also got troubles. I think it's a myth that people believe that they don't need a financial plan because they don't earn lots of money. That is absolutely not correct. It's the same as, oh, I don't have much, so I don't need a will. Come on.
No.
You know, if you can see the immense strife and trouble that one goes through when a person passes away without a will, you will be lining up in a queue to have your will drafted. So the same with money. You know, a good plan doesn't necessarily mean that you have to have lots of money. So let me give you an example. So obviously I'm a financial planner and I have a certain process that I follow with clients. The process is the same. You know, whether you're earning a fortune or whether you've got millions or you've only got thousands or hundreds, it's the same. So the first thing I believe is that your plan must be customized to you. So there are certain principles. Maybe your situation doesn't allow you to have a certain product or doesn't allow you to have a certain solution, but that's the job of the planner to help you find a suitable solution. So the plan may be, I want to buy a house. That could be a plan. The plan could be, I want to save for my children's education. The other plan that I think we neglect a lot is I need a plan to wipe out my debt, a debt redemption plan. Very often as a financial advisor or planner, that's where I like to start, because my goal is to get you as debt-free as possible. You know, we can have a whole discussion on whether debt is good or whether it's bad or whether it's neutral. But there are certain – in fact, that sounds like a good topic for another
good
chapter.
And bad debts.
Yeah. Yes. So for me, that's critical. You know, your plan must be tax efficient. Uh-huh. So if you're investing or planning your life, you want to try and get as much of a tax break as you can. Now, a tax break for someone that's earning 5,000 rand a month may not be as critical as someone that's earning 500,000 rand a month. Right. But the point is, there are tax implications in investments, for example. Mm-hmm. So you need some tax efficiency somewhere along the
line.
No
matter how much you're investing, you still need to find it and do it in the most tax efficient way.
Perfect. Spot on. The other thing that I think that we seem to miss is, I don't know about you, but every day I'm getting a bit older.
Uh-huh. I think we all get older at the same speed.
Yes. And so I'm very privileged to be part of Rotary International, the Arcadia Club, if you're interested. And I went to visit an old age home, which was state government run out in East London, Wayne. It was soul destroying to see the number of people there that clearly were destitute, that were reliant on the state. As Rotary, we treat them, you know. Every now and again we go and take some stuff and maybe have a bit of fun there. And there are people that are my age there. And I'm thinking, wow.
But you're not that old.
Yeah. So your plan is a long-term plan. You need to plan for retirement.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I don't care how much you're earning. You put a little bit away for the retirement, because to be financially independent is difficult at most times. You know, I think the statistics tell us that only like 5 or 6% of South Africans are financially independent, and we're pretty much like the rest of the world.
Yeah, yeah.
But I mean, if you can just put away a little bit, you know, you're going to have a much better retirement than the person that puts away nothing. So, and the earlier you start, the better. There's a whole calculation one can do called the cost of delay. But besides that, your plan also relates to what happens if you're no longer here. You know, as I mentioned about the will, I alluded to this. Nightmare stories when people pass away without a will, especially if they're married. Especially if they're in a second marriage and there's an extended family. So all of these aspects are part of a plan. Doesn't matter how much money or how little money you've got. I think it's critical. The other part that I think of now is what happens if you fall off the escalator in the shopping center and you can't work for 6 months?
Yeah, do you have plan for that?
You have a plan for that. What happened? Well, do you expect your work to pay you while you're not there? So,
do you have some kind of insurance for that?
Yep.
That would all actually fall into a plan.
Correct.
So you might be planning, but you just didn't know it if you've got these things in place.
Correct.
And if you don't have them in place, well, maybe it should fall into part of your planning.
Perfectly correct. So your plan is what we call a holistic plan. So the idea is to, if you have to use some financial terminologies, is to protect your financial integrity. You know, you don't want to be in a predicament because you have had a heart attack and you don't have medical aid.
Yes.
Or you can't work for a couple of months, or heaven forbid, one of your family member passes away, and where are you going to get the money to bury them and to look after the children? And so it doesn't matter who you are. You need these kind of issues to be addressed in terms of your financial plan. One of the most important things that a financial advisor can do for you is coach you behaviorally.
Right.
So you might be investing a couple of rand, and as soon as the markets go down, you think, my money's down, I'm going to lose. And
now this is where the coaching comes in.
That's when the coaching comes in. There's a study done in America a couple of years ago where they said a person with a financial plan that has been set up in conjunction with him and his financial advisor, that person, his value, monetary-wise, grows by 3% more than the person that does not have a financial plan set up by a financial advisor. Mm. So, again, I'm saying a percent.
Oh.
It doesn't matter if it's big or small.
It's a percent. It's the percentage relative to that person's amount.
Correct, yeah. So, if someone says to you, you don't have enough money to have a financial plan, I question that
person. Find another financial plan.
Find another person, yeah, to talk to that talk sense. But, yeah, so, it really is about you. It really is about your circumstances. The plan, nobody can have a generic plan. Oh, oh. The principles are generic.
Yes.
But the actual plan must suit you and your personal circumstances.
Which is also why during the course of the show, we always advise listeners to listen to the information that's given and consult their own financial advisor who knows their particular circumstances.
Super. Correct. 100% correct. There are, unfortunately, historically, people are a bit wary of financial advisors. Mm, mm. So, how do you find a financial advisor? Well, podcast one?
One of our first podcasts, chatted about finding one and what questions to ask.
What questions to ask, to make sure that you're getting the right advice.
If this guy is right for me as well.
Correct. Because I think the good advisor, the good plan is unique to you. And I don't know about you, but man, I tell you what, I battle to be a car mechanic. I can't do that. It's not my job.
Yes.
So the same with finances. You actually need somebody that is well-versed, trained to produce your financial plan. Mm-hmm. So I want to suggest that, sure, you can go read books on how to be your own financial planner. Mm. You can go and read and listen to podcasts. And these are all good because they equip you to ask the right questions.
Right. But still find the right person to ask those questions
to. Correct. Too. Absolutely right. And a certified financial planner is somebody that has been through the mill. He understands finance. He's written exams. Mm. He's got to keep up to date with developments. So rather than do your own financial plan, try and find someone that can help you to do your own financial plan.
There we go. That's the information that Thane is giving us today. And, of course, if you want advice, you must consult your own financial planner and advisor. But if you don't have one, then I'm sure the state can appoint one.
You sound like in the movies where they in the court, in the law court.
Law court. No, we won't. The state won't appoint, but you can contact Thane at Verso Wealth.
Yeah. So before we go, talking about the state, do you know that if you don't have a will, the state has determined how your assets will be distributed?
And now that is scary enough to chase anybody to make sure that you've got a will.
Yes, yeah, I know. So it's called the law of interstate succession. Mm. You don't want that to happen.
No,
so
because it also takes a long time.
It's longer as it is, so it makes it even longer. Right. Sorry, but that was just on the aside, Wayne.
How do you get hold of Verso Wealth?
Thank you for that. Yeah, we are always excited to talk to Wild Coast Radio listeners. You're welcome to pop us an email on info@verso.co.za, or if you like, are in East London on 043-727-1340.
Great. Well, Thane, thank you once again very, very much. And We'll chat again next week, Thursday, with another edition of Practical Finance.
Thank you, Wayne. Thank you, listeners.
Cheerio then.
Cheers.
From the Wild Coast to the world, Wild Coast Radio.